I can't be a psychologist. Straight up, I cannot be a psychologist. I can't be a psychologist because I just don't, I don't know. Like, in high school, I was there for people. And, like, my father was a social worker. So, and, you know, he was, like, the best person to freaking talk to. You see, I just feel like, you know what? This just, at this point... Now we're getting into the Only Naz because y'all got me talking. For those listening and watching on my YouTube, I'm live right now on Twitch. And if you ain't here on Twitch, I don't know what you're doing with your life. My Twitch handle is Nazstradamus, NazTradamix. If you're watching me on YouTube at Naz the Stampede, then you can just see it right here in the bottom. Kind of want to change my theme, but no, I'll keep it like that. I'll keep it like that. So, anyways, people got me here talking about Doctor Strange 2. I watched Doctor Strange 2. And I had a blast. Now, D-Play over here was expecting 100 cameos. I expected a lot of cameos, too. But what I got was mint. And I really loved it. Here's my beef with it. Okay, everything in the movie is great. It had this complete Sam Raimi feel. It had this horror element. The whole second act is just like a big horror element. That my girl was like, why didn't you tell me there was a horror movie? And I was like, because I wanted you to be surprised. Surprise is a horror movie, basically. But it's the fun horror, you know, the Sam Raimi Evil Dead-ish kind of horror stuff. I expected more Raimi with the clips, but when things got crazy, it was good. My beef with this movie. Of course, Benedict Cumberbatch did his thing. He was great as Doctor Strange. I mean, he's been in the game for long enough, so now, you know, you get more of a Doctor Strange than the last Doctor Strange. Also, I gotta mention that before you see this movie, you should watch the first Doctor Strange, which I did. WandaVision. I say What If, even though someone came at me and was like, I ain't gotta watch What If, man. There was nothing from that. Bullshit. There is some things from it, but if anything, you don't have to watch. You'll survive. You'll get through it by not watching it. But as a big MCU fan, I say there's nothing you should have missed. Like, when people say, I haven't watched this or that yet, I have no sympathy for you. Like, you should be on it. There's things I could understand, like, oh, you haven't caught up with that? That's cool. Like, me, there's a lot of shows I haven't caught up with, you know? There's shit I got in the backlog. But when it comes to MCU, especially Star Wars 2, I'm not behind a damn thing. I keep up. I watch you on a weekly basis, even though I haven't watched the Moon Knight finale yet. But that's because I watch it, you know, as a group with the family here. Now, on that regards, no sympathy for you. If you haven't kept up with the MCU stuff, then that's on you. You should be watching all the fucking shows and stuff like that. It's like when No Way Home came out, Spider-Man and Daredevil showed up. And then now people started watching Daredevil series. Like, where were you years ago? You should have watched that. Should have been. The fuck? I spent a whole weekend when the shit came out watching it. But I get it. People don't get it. Weekends like that. Look, what I'm trying to say is keep up. So you should watch those and Spider-Man No Way Home, and then you should be good. With that, you're set. Movie's good. Now my beef. America Chavez. Love the character, you know. She's a powerful girl, and she is considers herself or profiles herself as Puerto Rican. Fantastic. Now, this movie doesn't emphasize that. she's Puerto Rican or anything like that. Just that she's from another universe, which she is. But I had some beef with the casting as well, because I was like, okay, well, now you got a Mexican-American playing her, right? With a really Mexican name. And I'm like, all right, whatever, cool. As long as it's still being portrayed as it. But the thing is, it's not. It's still, you know, you get the sense of a Mexican. And then I saw this video on TikTok where they basically saying America Chavez is Mexican. And now I'm like, we can't have anything. You know, I want representation. I've been talking about this for a long ass time. That's why Miles Morales is important to me, because he's freaking, you know, Afro-Boricua. But a lot of people just label him as African-American. And it's like, it's cool because, you know, he's both. But I just, you know, we want, because there's more of that Puerto Rican thing there. But he's like me, where it's like we're Puerto Rican, but we don't like fucking throw it in your face that we're Puerto Rican. Like, I don't even got a Puerto Rican flag back here. You know, I don't got nothing Puerto Rican. I got the Puerto Rican boxing gloves in my car and Puerto Rican t-shirt. That's it. I don't go hard. If you go to my mom's crib, it's basically flags everywhere, bro. It's just like the wallpapers are just flagged at that point. It's there in your face. But I'm just saying, I want some representation. You know, I want, and America Chavez was one of us, but it's not there. And now it's just, I don't know. So that's my thing. I probably get attacked for it or whatever, but. Okay, now, with that being said, Xochitl Gomez is playing America Chavez. He's a Mexican-American playing what is supposed to be a Boricua, a Puerto Rican character. Not Puerto Rican descent, really, because she came from another universe, but she was raised in New York by Puerto Ricans, so she labeled herself part of that community. Puerto Rican pride is no joke. We fucking serious about this shit. Now, you got Bad Bunny, who was announced to be playing El Muerto for Sony's Spider-Man universe shit. And I was like, yo, that's what's up. That's cool. And I find it funny because it's like, okay, now you got a Puerto Rican who's playing a Mexican-American character in the comics, or Mexican character. But hey, maybe they could flip it and make it into a Puerto Rican character. This is why I'm very adamant that Marvel go and get on the White Tiger character. White Tiger Marvel, right? Because I believe the White Tiger character is a Puerto Rican descent. The powers of Ava Ayala, which is a Puerto Rican name. White Tiger come from the White Tiger amulet, blah, 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 blah. White Tiger. Oh, shit. They don't really talk about anything here. All right, that's in the fandom. What about the Wikipedia? Here we go. There you go. Hector Ayala was born in San Juan, Puerto Rico. You see what I'm saying? White Tiger. You get White Tiger go against Black Panther, and you got a fucking great shit. But that's what I'm saying. Like, White Tiger. Now, if they cast White Tiger as some motherfucking Mexican American, I'm gonna be very, very upset, because I'm like, no, let him be. A fucking put. It's like this, you know, here, look, hear me out, right? It's like Black Panther's made, but they cast a freaking Spanish black dude, like pure Spanish black dude. So he's like, no. Or what if they casted like Robert Downey Jr. playing a black dude as Black Panther? Actually, that would have worked for me too, man, because that guy can do no wrong. You know what? We'll just leave it at that. What? Fucking ass, show up tomorrow, take off your shirt and be like, I'm your White Tiger, baby. Yup. I gotta get ripped, though. I gotta get ripped. Anyways, that's what I'm saying. Now it's, I feel like it's tainted. Like, people know America Chavez as just this Mexican character. And, you know, I have a lot of love for that. I don't have love for that character's comic book run because it was god-awful. I'm not the only one who thinks so. You could look this up. God-awful. I read it, and I was just like, this is god-awful. So I'm mad that happened for her. She deserves more. But outside of her own comic book run, she's dope as hell. So I got beef with that, and beef with the fact that so many people are behind Wanda and her decisions. Other than that, I really enjoyed the movie. I thought the cameos was perfect as it is. Sure, more would have been nice. I wish the What If was more involved in it, you know? But it's not. Just some of it is. Like, a good backstory for some people, or some knowledge of alternate Doctor Strange's, but and references. But I think it was, I think it was really, really fun, really dope movie, and leading to whatever's to come. But people are starting to, like, saw a video on YouTube, and some guy was like, I say like a lot, so I apologize. Some guy said he was done with the MCU because there's just, now they're just drawing on nostalgia, and he blames, he's saying that Spider-Man No Way Home is basically just fire because of nostalgia, and I felt attacked. Dude, why are you attacking this movie? Like, do you, you see, I said like again. Why are you attacking this movie? You don't want it to be what it was? Because I think it was freaking amazing what it was. I think the majority of people think it's freaking amazing what it is. So you mad that they took his whole history and brought it in there and pretty much set up for his future? It was good. It was fucking creative. Movies are supposed to be fun and creative. We're talking comic book, fictional characters. This is how a comic book will run, period. That's why I say people need to keep up, because it's like when you read a comic book, I said, like again, it's like, fuck. It is when you read a comic book and you have to follow all this other comic book runs to understand what's going on. Granted, you could just read that one comic book and it has a little hyphen in the bottom or a little note in the bottom. It's like, this happened in Guardians of the Galaxy crossover with blah, 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 blah. You're like, huh, well, just imagine what the hell that was about. Only like one cameo, that theme that came with it. That was great. I like the other cameo, because those were the rumors and it came to be. Whether that continues is the question. You know, that's the question. If this is all just a one-off, then all right, cool, it was fun. But if this is a continuation, that the 616 characters actually is those characters, then that'll be cool. All I gotta say is go out there and watch freaking Doctor Strange 2. And also, Sonic 2 is out there on the web, HD quality. I ain't saying to go look for it. I'm just saying it's out there. I was on TikTok at work, and then somebody was streaming, and I was like, oh shit. So next thing you know, I'm watching Sonic 2, and it's a fucking Blu-ray quality, and I'm like, oh shit. They cut it off somewhere towards the third act, but It was dope. So I was like, I'm going to look for it. I said, like, again, I'm going to look for it online. And sure enough, I did. I don't have a copy. I'm not saying I got a copy. I just know that I could see it online. Tomorrow, the Uncharted movie comes out, and I'm going to buy it and finally watch it, because I collect shit like that. Even when Morbius comes out, I'm going to buy it, because I collect movies like that. I don't give a shit. And I'll finally watch it. I never seen it. Oh shit, I didn't even notice that King Diabetes, the first Latin American Marvel character, apparently, is the White Tiger. You know, there's another character, though. He's called El Gigante. El Gigante. And he showed up, and I have the comic book, but I have the comic book in my phone, actually. The Gigante, there you go. El Gigante, and he's a Puerto Rican hero, like, legit Puerto Rican hero, like, he's based off the Vejigante, which is, and I don't want to murder this, so I'm gonna look it up. Vejigante, there it is. Vejigante is a folklore character in Puerto Rican festival celebrations, mainly seen during carnival time. Traditional colors of Vejigante were green, yellow, and red, or red and black. Today, Vejigantes wear brightly colored ornate masks corresponding to colors of their costume and detailed bat-like wings. So it's just something that they wear during the festival, and then you could get really creative with it. There was actually a kaiju in, what's that movie called that is fucking amazing? Pacific Rim, called the Vejigante, because he was based on this itself. Vejigante, all right, so I'm going to show you, right? I'm going to show you real quick. For those of you that are here with me, I'm going to show you real quick. All right, so over here, God damn it, this thing is just all over the place. The screen is too big, man. The fucking screen is too big, man. All right, bam. Vejigante. This right here, that's a Vejigante mask. These right here, whole bunch of Vejigante masks. Those are really whack ones, though. But you can get creative with the way the Vejigante masks look like. You know? Bam. You see this? That's kind of cool. And then Pacific Rim had a Vejigante monster. See the likeness? His face? It has a Vejigante. Now, this hero, Vejigante Marvel. This is him right here. This is what he looked like. He's some dude. Miguel Rodriguez. Son of Puerto Rican independentista Miguel Rodriguez went in against his parents' wish and enlisted in the U.S. Army after 9/11 while in Iraq. Rodriguez's squad was hit by an IED, resulting in the death of everyone except Rodriguez and his sergeant. When a series of RPGs came down, Rodriguez panicked and ran, leaving his sergeant to die as well. After returning to Puerto Rico, Rodriguez turned to alcohol in order to deal with his guilt and PTSD, until one night a mysterious figure visited him, offering redemption, kind of like Ghost Rider. The figure revealed that he was the latest in a line of protectors of Puerto Rico, and he has chosen Rodriguez to be his successor. Kind of like Moon Knight. The figure bestowed his powers upon Rodriguez and he became a Vejigante, protector of Puerto Rico, vowing to be a better hero than his soldier. Now this character is only stuck. So this character is only... make sure you guys wake up when I play this music. Just waking your ass up because I'm probably boring you with all this geek talk. But yeah, he's just a character that's just stuck in Puerto Rico to protect it and shit like that. So, see what I'm saying? Like, we got characters out there and I want them to be represented. America Chavez was finally added to the MCU and I don't think she's being represented well enough. I'm not saying a Mexican can't play a Puerto Rican. Hell, Al Pacino played a Cuban and we accepted. Hell, Razor Ramon played a Latino and we accepted him. I'm saying do it well. So there was no talk about her being Puerto Rican, but a lot of how she represented herself was Mexican. And then now people are labeling her as such. And I just feel like that's kind of fuck, you know, but that's my only beef. Doctor Strange 2 was fun. That was a fun ride. I had a blast. People were kind of pissed off with the after credits. I think it was hilarious. But you gotta be a Sam Raimi fan to really dig it. This guy said, do that randomly through the stream to scare people. Nah, I'm not gonna do that. So that's kind of my two cents without really like spoiling the shit out of it. Because I don't want to. I don't want to spoil shit for people. Other just, you know. It's a fun movie that just really, because the whole multiverse thing is it. This is it. And it started off, not really, it just started off. Actually, when you watch Doctor Strange, the first one, it already stated we're warriors and we get our powers from the multiverses. And and we are defenders of the multiverse. It was something I didn't pay attention to back then. So they already put that in there. And then little by little, they were giving us hints of multiverses. Like when Ant-Man went into the quantum realm, that's like another multiverse or something. And what really stapled it was, well, then you have Spider-Man Far From Home that play with this whole like, hey, they're multiverses. But before that, then you had Avengers Endgame that played with the true multiverses because there were different timelines. Those are multiverses. And you got the Loki series that really sets up what's going down right now. And everything in the Loki series at the end is the cause of why things are happening now in the multiverse, why multiverses are stable and we can fucking just, they just cross over. Probably, I'm going off on a tangent, but you know, I just, it's something that I'm passionate, I love about it. So like,
well, basically I messed up. I advertised on the video podcast that I had an extended cut of this podcast, which you're here listening to, and thank you for listening. I recorded conversations at work, and I mean, I didn't record it with people's knowledge because I like to capture it raw. But because of that, it was really, really bad audio. So, can't be used. And frankly, at the end of the day, it was really boring conversations. I mean, one was good about what would you do if you had money, and my coworker, we'll call him Ortago, basically said that he would open up a shop but own of all this collectible stuff, but he wouldn't sell to anybody, only to himself. I'm like, so you're just going to open up a shop and just have it for you? He's like, yeah, that's it. So that was a good conversation. Other than that, I really got nothing else. So now I'm here just making something to fulfill this promise I left in the video. I mean, you know, a little something, something for those who actually listen to this podcast on the go, just audio wise, to you badasses with your badassery sensors of hearing. I'm just going off the fly here. I got nothing to talk about, and I feel like I just let you guys down. I have nothing. I wish I could talk to you about something. I mean, there's the new Kendrick Lamar album just came out, and I was waiting for that. I didn't even freaking know, so I guess basically maybe it just came out now. It's like 11 p.m. here in Chi-Town, so I don't know. I just see the tweets about it. I've been listening to nothing but hip hop since yesterday, and I'm talking about like hip hop of today, modern hip hop. I don't really listen to that much because I just feel like it's all the same thing and it's all bad. But it depends on the mood. If I'm in the mood, I can listen to hip hop of today and find some real good gems. For the most part, they all have really good beats. I just feel like some of the rappers are, I don't know. I don't dig it, especially when, I mean, I get it. You know, sometimes when I like a good track, it's mostly because I think it's so bad, it's fun. But sometimes I do find tracks that it's like, this is good. But most of the time, it's just like so bad as fun, especially if you're just rapping about like, I got money and bitches and Bentleys and hoes and all that shit. And it's like, all right, cool. But y'all just rapping about the same shit over and over and over and over again. But hey, whatever. As long as the beats fly and the hook's good and you got me getting turnt at work, then more power to you. It all works out. That's all I need, really. So,
Yeah, I don't even know if this is recording, to tell you the truth. I'm recording something right here. I don't see no waves or nothing, so I'll find out soon enough. So yeah, the real reason I listen to hip-hop right now, I believe, is because the weather's good. And when the weather's good, the sun's out, it's hot, I'm driving around, it just feels like this is the time to be bumping some mad hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Just riding down the streets and bumping mad hip-hop. Today I drove like crazy. I woke up early morning, took my fiance to a veterinary convention. She was very excited about that, and you know, I love that she's excited about it. So I dropped her off, visited my mom's, had some good breakfast, good mom's breakfast, Mama Nazario breakfast. Took like a 25-minute nap, headed to work, worked, and then got out, and then had like an hour drive to get her from the convention, and then like another hour drive back. So I've been driving all freaking day, tired as hell. Come home, I finally get to watch some AEW Dynamite, and in the middle of the main event of the reason why I'm watching Dynamite, Darby Allin versus Jeff Hardy, I'm dozing off and knock out. I literally pause it just so I can knock out for a bit, because this gaming chair is so freaking comfy. I need it. And then I woke up to food and now I'm up editing this stuff. And then that's when I realized I don't got really good audio. So then I'm here recording this right now just to make up for the nonsense I promised you all. Ugh, swear to God. I'm kind of excited myself, because this week I'm going to do another live show with my friend Randy. And we're going to go on for hours and hours and hope people come through and you know, do us, you know. And I hope in this freaking live stream, people don't come on and plug their own stream. That's a no-no, all right? Rule number one of streaming etiquette, you do not go into someone else's stream and then plug your own stream. It's rude as fuck. You don't see me going to someone else's stream like, hey, what up, y'all? I'm over here playing this. Want to come through? No. If anything, I'll be like, hey, what's up? Just watching you while I'm streaming, dog. It's just proper etiquette. Don't go into someone else's thing and try to freaking heist their own stream. It's not right. Seen it done. Grinds my gears. No. Stop it. I could complain about all that stuff. Only Naz was like just an outlet for me to complain. But then that was my Naz the Stampede series. That was a good time. When I did the Naz the Stampede videos, when I started my Naz the Stampede YouTube and I started Naz the Stampede videos, because, you know, I always try to... You see, this is what happens when you see other people do stuff and then you try to do them and then you're like, no. But I guess it was good to do it. I guess it was good to make my Naz the Stampede YouTube, because my way was not me and the guys. I wouldn't be able to make content. If I kept doing content on there and they just kept asking for everybody else. And it's just me. So I had to do me. The same thing with the Twitch. I didn't make it My Way Entertainment anymore. I just made it me, because it's just me. And if you're not here to see me, hear me, support me, then this is not for you. I'm sorry. But if you're here to see me and support me, then guess what? You get good little
special appearances and cameos from the guys that helped create magic with me back in the day, you know, and that's a reward. I always say is if you stick around and Randy shows up or Scooby shows up or LP shows up or Sony or anybody from the MWE family, it's like you going through WWE shows and then at WrestleMania the Undertaker shows up, which is not gonna happen anymore, but that, you know, that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, you stick through something and then you get the good stuff, you know, the reward. It's like if you keep hanging around me, eventually you'll see a dub one day or two. And I'm not saying that I'm working on anything. I am not. Do not get all excited. Sorry, I took a sip of the San Pellegrino that Randy and I like to call the Spella Negro. I'm probably going to get canceled. I mean, once again, we joke about the name. We are minorities. Please do not attack me. So I just gave you like 10 minutes. That's a little bit more extra added to whatever the freaking video podcast is. I don't think I have anything else to talk about. I'm pretty tired. I need to shower like crazy. It's been hot and I'm doused in suntan lotion and spray. I didn't even know they had a spray of this shit. Because your boy doesn't want to get skin cancer and also sunburnt, even though the top of my head kind of hurts when I touch it a little bit. No, not that bad. No, I'm good. So yeah, I want to go to the room and play Agents of Mayhem before I go to sleep. And you know what? There's people snooze on this. I'm happy I found it on sale for like $3. Bought this game for $3, dog. That's what I waited for. And I started playing this game and I'm like, dude, this game is pretty actually fun as hell. And I'm just going off on it and enjoying it. So it's a good little game to just unwind and just have a good time and relax. And that's what video games are all about. And no disrespect to you people who love to get a game and just be like, I need to compete and beat ass. More power to you. That's not what I'm about. I'm not about having to compete unless it's like a party kind of thing, like Mario Kart, Mario Party, or whatever, and it's an all in fun. I'm about just single players and co-ops, and my co-ops is not us versus people unless I have to say it. Overwatch, I was won over on Overwatch and I have good time playing Overwatch, and that's a PvP kind of game. But I'm more of a you know, is it PvE or whatever, or is PvP? PvP is people versus people, right? Whatever. I'm more of a like us against the machines, you know, rage against the machine kind of thing. That's what I'm more about in co-op factor. And my co-oping is just me and my friends and family. I really don't look. I would have my times when it's like, yo, I'll play with you guys and I play with people. And especially when it's like, what the dub? That's the best fun game to play with other people, or when we did Among Us and shit like that. But when it's like a small co-op game and it's just like 3 to 4 players, I'm looking for my people, the people that I grew up gaming, the people that I love gaming with. And I'm not, you know, no disrespect to anybody who wants to jump in or keeps trying to, but respect, yo. It's just me and who I love playing with. I'm not going to go and try to play with everyone. I realized like my freaking friends list on Xbox was like long because of all those years, you know, the decade of adding people and playing with them and whatnot. And I don't even talk to a bunch of these people. So that list got smaller and I just like to play with my core 4 to 5 people. That's how it is, and that's how you should. You should have your core people that you love to play games with. Just have a good time, man. You know? So, yeah. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for listening to the audio beforehand. And I guess I'm going to throw this shit right in the middle somewhere. So let's go on back to whatever the hell I was talking about. And also, I think I have an ad in here somewhere. Whatever. Just thank you for listening. What was I talking about again?
Oh, for those who are watching this video right now, you know, this podcast, and notice the freaking Goku shirt I'm wearing right now, it's because I'm doing a special thing this month in my fan chamber on my Twitch stream where I'm watching anime, and I thought it'd be cool if I started wearing anime stuff. So for this week, I'm busting out this Dragon Ball shit because I don't wear it. Since like 2003, I haven't worn this bitch, really. It's just been hanged up the whole time, but it's so fucking fresh. Like, truly, like, if you just hang your clothes, so fucking fresh. We are gonna watch Lesbian Battle Strippers and shit. Yes, Project Aiko is, like, I'm for real, this Enter the Anime Chamber month is just gonna be straight up fucking old school animes that I watch. They're fucking fantastic. Maybe some new ones. I don't know. I know people want me to watch series. I don't think I got time to watch a whole fucking series on here. So scrap that out the book. I don't want to start something and then just watch like 2 episodes of it. And let's see, no, I can't watch the rest. Or I'm not going to be, I'm not going to watch the rest on here. I'll watch it on my own time kind of stuff. You know, even my crazy ass was like, hey, man, wouldn't it be cool if I just start rewatching One Piece on fucking live stream and people will be watching it with me? But people ain't going to keep up. Project Aiko 1 through 200. Sadly, they didn't make that. They didn't make that many, but it'll be good. So that's just to explain to the freaking people listening to this podcast right now that I'm just wearing geeky shit to wear geeky shit. I don't really have anything else to speak about. I guess I could talk. I mean, my whole work schedule changed. So I'm like Sundays and Wednesdays, I'm working from noon all the way to 11 o'clock at night. That's my work schedule, Sunday and Wednesday. Every other day, I get out like 6:30, noon to 6:30. Except today, when we had to stay there a little bit more because a flight deferred and came to our airport because they didn't want to go to Minneapolis because apparently it's fucking like crazy over there right now, like weather-wise. I'm like, quit being a bitch, just fucking go. But, you know, they came for like an hour and then they left and shit, so. I didn't leave at 6:30 this time, like 7:30, 7:40. Have you seen the Black Air Force roundtable videos? A YouTuber named DJ The Champ made a roundtable of anime, the worst of the worst characters of anime. I have not. I have not. I don't know. I can't think of any. Like, what was the worst anime I've seen? I think one was called Samurai Gun. I was like, fuck was this? It was lame. I think Scooby had the DVDs. Booty. You know what would be dope? Grenadier. If I can fucking find Grenadier. Bruh. Because I'll just keep it going. I'll just keep it going with fucking hot, sexy girl animes all month if you guys want me to. Bruh, if I can find Grenadier, like, I have Grenadier on a CD somewhere. Because I downloaded this shit in high school, I believe. Or after high school. Don't remember. But I did do an AMV of it. And it was basically Trigun with boobs. All I'm saying, it's Trigun with boobs. real cool shooting, real cool gunfights with big boobs physics. That's the best way I could explain it. Like, there was a badass Gunkata fight at the end, and it involved the boobs, and it was just amazing. You know, like, I don't know how else to explain it. This shit is banging. Can I find it online anywhere? It seems like I can. I'm trying to look right now. Maybe on YouTube. It looks like I could find it on YouTube. Dead or Alive level big boobs. So this could be a possibility. So I made hella AMVs back in the day. I made a dope ass Outlaw Star AMV. I made like two Naruto ones. I made three Avatar The Last Airbender AMVs, which is the first thing I got striked for on YouTube. When YouTube started cracking down on videos because of Viacom. Viacom took down my Last Airbender AMVs. I did not. See? I did not use a single Linkin Park song. I did not. And I know you guys are there thinking, oh, this motherfucker made MVs. He used Linkin Park for sure because everybody and their mama did. But I did not. Ha ha. I didn't follow the trope. I didn't follow the cliche. I stepped outside the box. I'm a big Linkin Park fan. I bumped Linkin Park till the day they ended, the day he died. You know, I didn't even use point or third. You fucked me up. Point of a third authority. I didn't use any Linkin Parks. I don't think. No. Because I didn't want to step in that. Because it was overdone. I'm not going to use something that's been done over and over and over again. There were some really dope Linkin Park AMVs. Boy, I remember the one that really sticks out to me was the one with the Trunks movie, you know, and they used which one did they use? You know, the one that boop, 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 burn, burn. I forgot which one that was. I forgot what track that is. You know, oh man, you know, I walked in the moon today. It's the cold of the silence. I put my cold feet on the floor. I forgot about yesterday and remember things that I think that were not anymore. A little taste of hypocrisy, and I'm left in the wake of the mistake, slow to react. And even though you're so close to me, you're still so distant. And I can't bring you back. And then, you know, fucking Chester comes out of nowhere. It's like, it's true the way I feel. Okay, I'm not going to do anymore. But it was a really good mating call. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. With You. There you go. With You. That one. It was With You. Dragon Ball Trunks AMV. That was my shit. But yeah, Linkin Park was really... So anyways, I made AMVs. They're really dope. They're fucking crazy. My favorite, of course, is that Outlaw Star one I told you about, because it's not really a anime music video. As more, it's a anime movie trailer mashup. Because I took Outlaw Star and I mashed it up with the trailer to Star Trek, the first Star Trek movie. And I made a really fucking beautiful thing. So yeah, back in the day, I used to do a lot of AMVs. It's dope. I miss Linkin Park as well. I love all their albums. It was, you know, I had a chance to finally go see them. And sadly, Chester Bennington took his own life before I was able to. And it was literally like 2 or 3 months until I had to see them live for the first time, finally, something like that. So, you know, I would never get to experience that. And it sucks. It really does suck. But You know, what sucks more is that he's not with us anymore. And there's no more. Oh, I remember this one. I truly do remember this one. I think I remember this one. People did go hard on fucking Linkin Park back in the day. What can you say? Damn it. I just saw something right here. And it was like, it reminded me I didn't catch up with the Halo. So, what was I talking about that led to AMVs? I totally forgot. Anyways. Hybrid Theme 20th anniversary album 2 years ago. You know, it's funny you say that because here it is. Here's their 20th anniversary edition Hybrid Theory 2-disc fucking CD. Now, funny story, when I ordered this, I thought it was a vinyl. So to my surprise, when it arrived, and it's a CD. And I'm like, fuck. I was hoping it'll be the vinyl. Unfortunately, the vinyl is fucking expensive as hell. So, there you go. I got their fucking 20th anniversary Hybrid Theory. But it's stuff that you could listen to on Spotify, like I said. So this really is useless to me. So I guess it's just a collector's item because I don't really have a CD player at all. Not even my car has a CD player. My car had a CD player, I would have bumped it in my car. I don't have a CD player. Should I get a CD player now just so I could play this? Or if I hold on to this long enough, will it have major value? You tell me. You tell me. Wow, such a Linkin Park fanboy. Still am. Still am. Actually, recently I listened to a lot more Linkin Park than before. It's crazy. So, I don't know what else to talk about. I just forgot where my tangent was. Oh, I was talking about Grenadier. I made an AMV with Grenadier. That's what I did. I'm going to show you guys Grenadier. Grenadier is really good, and it's really short. Grenadier is only like 6 or 12 episodes. I forgot. It's really, 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 really fucking short. And I wish I could also show you another anime that I consider one of my favorites that no one really knows about or seen, called Salty Ray. And I have the DVD of it. It'll be much better if I could see it somewhere else. Funimation has it? You bullshitting. Funimation has it? I just ended my Oh, not available in my country. Oh, you see, little bitch. I'm about to say, I just ended my Funimation. Amazon Prime Video got it. I'll buy the whole season for $38.99. Get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck. That shit better be on sale one day. It'd be kind of easier because my DVD is, like, I tried to watch it one night. And I couldn't skip it because it was just burnt itself or some shit. I couldn't skip it. I tried to skip it and I couldn't skip it. So, but Salty Ray is a really good one. And yeah. That's the way the cookie crumbles. I'm your motherfucking boy, Bruce Nolan. Saying good fight, good night. No, that's not true. That's not true at all. I got nothing, guys. I had my conversation. I'm pretty much conversationed out. Tired. But I could mention this. What? It's kind of funny. What would you think? I'm throwing this out there. It's an idea. What would you think if I held a stand-up special right here on my Twitch? be the first ever stand-up special live on Twitch. And let me tell you something, I am not a stand-up comedian at all. I don't think I am. I don't think I can do it at all. A lot of people say I should. You should do stand-up, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I don't know. I don't understand. Like, those guys are masters of their craft. I don't understand. I could get in front of a stage and I can sing karaoke. No problem. No fucking problem. If my stand-up is like this, then no fucking problem. Which I'm starting to realize these guys who are doing their stand-ups now that are social media comedians or whatever the fuck you want to call them. What's social figure? What's the fucking term for people who are, you know, popular off of fucking just like TikTok and all this bullshit? Like, these guys are going out there. They're selling fucking venues doing stand-up. But when I see them, they're not really doing like stand, well, at least the clips I see, it's not bits. It's just them talking to the crowd, you know, and reacting to that and coming up with jokes from that alone, which I think is an easy task, really. Well, not really. I can't go up there. I ain't gonna go up there and be like, hey, excuse me, what's your name? What's your name? Caroline, from where? Massachusetts. I can't even say Massachusetts. You know, like, I don't know how to do that. When we had panels, that was fucking fantastic too, because I couldn't talk to people like that. And I made them laugh, you know, just from conversation. But I think it's just considered like a normal kind of conversation. And plus, when I'm with my guys, when I'm with the boys, my crew, my family, I have a bigger freaking sense of confidence. You know, I could tackle anything. It's a different me from what you see here to what I am with my girl, what I am with my family, or like my mom. What I am at work is basically how I am right here. I'm over there screaming at motherfuckers, doing stupid shit and doing stupid jokes. I don't know. I just thought it'd be like, imagine, you know, it starts. I stand up. I'm not going to sit down. I'll literally stand up with the mic and I'll just wing it. Well, not wing it. I mean, I'm actually like trying to write down like some conversation types and shit like that, but I don't know. I thought it'd be cool. It'd be funny. Whatever. Whatever, you know? I'm like, bam, one stand-up bit, whatever it takes, like 30 minutes to an hour, something like that. Fuck it, you know? And hopefully I could get a late-night comedy show one night. let's have our next guest come down. He comes, he tries to sit on the chair, but then I have someone just pull the chair out and they just fall. Some Eric Andre kind of shit. Can't do that. I don't want people coming after me trying to beat my ass unless I have a big ass security guard. So like, if I do it and there's like, I got this big swole motherfucker right next to me and shit, you know, I'm beat your ass. Like, do it. Fucking do it. That's what I thought. Sit down. I'm going to ask you some questions about this movie. You don't sound like, you don't even fucking like. But going on the side note, Alexa Bliss returned to the WWE. I saw that. She still had her little doll. And I was like, shouldn't have brought that back. No reason for you to have that back. If you had just came back as Alexa Bliss, we would have all forgot her. We could have left that behind. That's too much time to. That's too much tied to the Fiend. And it hurts. Just see that because you're like, I miss the Fiend. And your character doesn't look like that needs to exist anymore. So you should just left that behind. But that's just my first interpretation of seeing what the fuck happened. We'll see how they go. Randy got to get swole. I mean, Randy could probably push a motherfucker. Scooby's my muscle. Scooby's my goddamn muscle. Anyways, we're going to end this only now so we can get it to Project Aiko. Project Aiko is... I need to watch these last two. The weather here in Chicago has got really, really good. It was like in the 70s today, but windy, so it felt good. It was hot, but breezy. The perfect combination, man. I fucking love it. Like, if you go outside right now, so fucking great. I went outside in shorts. I was like, beautiful. It was so good. I'm happy for that. I'm happy for that. Yesterday, I was stuck at work until like 11, but because I got the Peacock, I was able to watch, and that sounded like a sexual thing, but I was able to watch WrestleMania Backlash, which I think they should have just left the WrestleMania part out of there and just called it Backlash. There's no reason to call it WrestleMania Backlash. It's like, no, it's not WrestleMania 2.0, motherfucker. Like, we don't need that. It's just Backlash. It's like, it's the Backlash to WrestleMania. You didn't have to fucking specify it's the WrestleMania Backlash. You should just like, Backlash. It's just the Backlash to WrestleMania. Pulled out my Peacock at work. That's how I do it. That's how I do it. And on that note, thank you, everybody. You might want to watch your eardrums now, though, because I'm about to make this motherfucker go hard. That's it for the freaking Only Naz podcast, which I'm kind of like 2 weeks behind now. But thank you for being here. And of course, if you're listening to me right now, you can watch this live and everything else I do live at freaking Nastradamus on twitch.tv. And that's NAZTRADAMIX. And for those of you watching me on NASA Stampede, thank you very much for being here. If you're avid viewers, then you're the shit. If you're a new viewer, hi, how you doing? Say hi to your mother for me. Thank you for being here. Everything you need to know is down here on these links. Follow me on Twitter. And that's also my Instagram handle. And also my TikTok. Please follow me on TikTok. I want to stream there. But I need to have a whole lot of fucking people. So help me help you help me. Follow me on TikTok. I put some good stuff up there as well. You know, or I try. You never know. You never know what I put up there. Hey, do this for me, because I gotta do something. And the motherfucker's not doing shit but talking to someone else. I gotta do all the damn work. God damn it. Just let me be in peace. I got one job, and this one job I want to do.